Let's bring in another mind that maybe knows more than you and I do about all this. Keith Hernandez joins us. He covers fantasy football for KFFL. Keith, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, Jeremy was talking, you know, most years those running backs are top priority in the early picks first round. He said seems to be a run more on quarterbacks this year. Are you noticing the same?
I am. In the first round, you know, Aaron Rodgers goes early. I've seen him go, you know, as high up as the second overall pick, which is, I mean, it's not a shock given what Aaron Rodgers did last year, but it is a little bit surprising just because, you know, there are some other great quarterbacks. There's some good depth at quarterback. So taking a quarterback in the first round, in my opinion, is still a little risky, but you are seeing a little bit more. Tom Brady seeps into the end of the first round sometimes. Drew Brees is there in the early second. But, I mean, if you can, it would behoove you to grab a solid running back early just because there's not a whole lot out there anymore.
Yeah, what separates those top guys, LeSean McCoy, Ray Rice, Chris Johnson?
Foster.
Arian Foster, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the first round especially, there's a drop-off after Chris Johnson, after the risk you take with McFadden. He's going mid to late first round. And then you have the curious case of Maurice Jones-Drew, you know, with the holdout and everything in Jacksonville. He's slipping into the late first round. But, I mean, if you're stuck with that 10th or 11th pick and he's still there, I would definitely consider Jones-Drew. I think they will get that situation settled before the start of the regular season.
Hey, what's your take on just speaking of running backs? Because noticing, you know, Scott mentioned those top-tier guys, and then you fall into that range of deciding who the next best is. Is there some players that you really like? I mean, I was watching, and I kept seeing Jamal Charles slip and remembering, you know, a year ago.
DeMarco Murray's getting a lot of action,
yeah,
I guess, yeah.
I mean, but who are those middle-tier guys after you get past the first four or five that you really like at the back end of the first round, beginning of the second?
Yeah, but there is a huge gap there. I mean, a lot of people will shy off just because there's such a huge gap between those running backs. But like you said, Jamal Charles is one of them that's going in the second round. I mean, if you can snag a guy like that, you know, the other one is Ryan Matthews, who has slipped quite a bit just because of that injury. He might miss the first couple weeks of the season, but that guy has the talent up there with the top-tier running back. So if you can grab a Ryan Matthews in the second round, you know, you're looking good.
Keith Hernandez with us, covers fantasy football for KFFL. Keith, just for novice players that haven't gone through a lot of drafts, might be getting ready for some, just give us a little general information, what you'd tell them as they get ready to jump into this thing.
The first thing I would say is, you know, go in knowing the settings of your league, you know. Know the points that you're going to get if you're going to get extra points for a reception. You know if you're going to get 6 points or only 4 points for a touchdown pass for a QB.
Yeah.
You need to know these things because it's going to change the way you go into your draft. And then another thing that I usually like to do is, you know, go through your rankings and move guys up or down based on injuries or playing time stuff that you've seen so far in the preseason. You know, watch those preseason games. I know a lot of times in the second half, you know, it's a bunch of guys that are just trying to make the team. But, you know, watch early in those games and see what you like from certain players. And, you know, keep those in mind. Have guys that you want to target in your draft.
Would a tight end, top of the tight end tree like Gronkowski, Jimmy Graham from the Saints, would you put more value on those two than you would maybe a top-tier wide receiver because they separate themselves from the other tight ends? How do you weigh that?
You know, I've been skeptical in the past about, you know, putting a whole lot of weight in tight ends. But, you know, the NFL is evolving and you're seeing a lot more tight ends on these teams get involved. And these teams are going to them more often. You know, Rob Gronkowski and Jimmy Graham, you know, at the top. And they kind of stand out. I think you do have to put a little more emphasis. You know, teams are throwing a lot more. And these tight ends are you know, they're very prevalent in the NFL now. So you have to put a little bit more. But just be hesitant, because the tight end pool is very deep. So, you know, you don't have to reach and grab a guy like Gronkowski or Jimmy Graham if you don't have to.
Talking to Keith Hernandez of KFFL.com here on the Scott Garceau Show. Everybody wants to know, they're always curious, who's your sleepers? Who's the guys that you're waiting for? And then you're always curious. You kind of put your eye on it and say, all right, if he gets to this round, that's when I'm going to take him. And then, you know, you see whether or not the guy pans out throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, I mean, with sleepers as well, not just guys that you really like. certain sleepers. If there's a tier that you have, maybe, and then you say, okay, well, I'm going to take this guy if I get to this point. Just like you said, that's another important thing if you're going into your drafts. But as far as certain sleepers, you know, there's tons of them that I have. One guy that's starting to creep up my draft board is Donald Brown of the Indianapolis Colts. It looks like he's going to be the starter there. And if everything pans out the way it's so far looked for Andrew Luck, he's going to be pretty decent, and it's only going to help Donald Brown's value. He's shown that he can run in space and he can catch balls out of the backfield. So I think Donald Brown, he could make or break a lot of people's fantasy teams this year, and he could be a very solid third running back.
How about Andrew Luck or RG3? Would either of those be a decent backup?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, personally, I would take Andrew Luck just from what I've seen in the preseason so far. Robert Griffin hasn't looked as strong. Mm-hmm. Andrew Luck looks pretty poised. He almost looks like a vet at this point in the preseason. I know he's going to go through some bumps and bruises, but, I mean, the guy can sit in the pocket. He can scramble and make a pass. He seems to be pretty good already. I do think he could be a solid backup, you know, just depending on the matchups on a week-to-week basis.
Adrian Peterson was the first player off the board for a lot of years in these fantasy drafts. Where do you put him this year coming off the knee injury?
Yeah, I mean, he's falling into the second round with good reason. You know, he's coming off a major knee injury, and it's really tough to predict what a running back's going to do, especially with a guy like him, you know, he runs so hard. The Vikings are holding him back and because they don't want to see a setback. I would say if any guy could bounce back from it, it's a guy like him, you know, a physical freak of nature. But I'm not willing to grab him as my number one. I just, you know, there's too many concerns there for me. Not sure if he's going to be up to full speed right away. So there's a lot of question marks there, even though he was one of those guys that was going, you know, first or second every year.
Now, what do you think about some new faces and new places? A lot of people making a big deal about Brandon Marshall hooking back up with Cutler. I'm sure that increases Cutler's stock a little bit, Marshall as well. Any other names for you? I mean, Peyton Manning in Denver, of course, the wide receivers there jump up the board when you're looking at them.
Yeah, I mean, in Denver, I like Peyton Manning. I like him more as a backup, though. You know, we haven't seen him look. I like the old Peyton Manning so far this preseason. But a guy like him, he can turn it on, you know, instantly. You could see this next preseason game against the 49ers. He could look, you know, almost identical to the guy he was in Indianapolis. I do not think he will be quite as good as he was in Indy, obviously, after that surgery. But, you know, he's going to make the wide receivers in Denver much better. Eric Decker's high on a lot of people's list. Demaryius Thomas as well. So I do think he brings some value to those guys as well as Willis McGahee. I think the Peyton Manning will keep defenses honest, and it'll give McGahee plenty of room to run. And he won't be sharing goal line touches with Tim Tebow this year. So McGahee's value goes way up in my book.
Hey, how do you split those giant receivers with Victor Cruz having the big year, and of course Akeem Nicks a solid pick too? Who do you give the edge there?
I give the edge slightly to Victor Cruz just because of the year he had. Eli Manning seems to trust him as a safety blanket. Akeem Nicks is not far behind either, but keep in mind he did come off the injury last year. So I would put Victor Cruz up slightly. The Giants will be committed to throwing the ball quite a bit, especially because they don't want to put too much strain on Ahmad Bradshaw. The guy can't stay healthy, and then his backup's a rookie. So they will be passing the ball quite a bit, and Victor Cruz is my number one over Hakeem Nicks.
All right, Keith, good stuff. Thanks for the visit. We appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure. All right.